airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
First one we thought was an accident. When we heard there was a second one, we definitely thought it was terrorism.
The entire top of the building just collapsed. You can see the plume of smoke is coming in our direction.
I saw it brought blow and then ran like hell. Thank God.
Chaos. There's chaos out here. It really is.
There are other places in the world where this is commonplace. And for us, it's a first.
Now this nation has turned, it's turned upside down.
Harry got up, dressed all in black, went down to the station, and he never came back. They found his clothing scattered somewhere down the track, and he won't be down on Wall Street in the mountains.
There's no way to describe it unless you're actually up there looking at it.
It's horrifying.
It's one of those moments that you can't believe you actually saw played out.
Well, as soon as the first building collapsed, everybody made a mad dash to just take cover.
As soon as we got out of the train station, people were screaming and crying and yelling, and it was just total chaos.
Lying here in the darkness, you hear the sirens wail. Somebody going to emergency. Somebody's going to jail. If you find somebody love in this world, you better hang on to the nail. The wolf is always at the door.
Explosion blew and it knocked everybody over.
Our main priority is to get into the search and rescue, look for survivors.
Everything can change.
Trying to find out who made it out okay and account for the people that may not have made it out.
We can't account for all of our employees.
Just now gaining access to portions of the building.
They will never be allowed to kill the spirit of democracy.
Our country is strong.
These heinous acts of violence are an assault on the security of our nation.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward.
It's personal now.
The city of New York and the United States of America is much stronger than any group of barbaric terrorists.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil.
I think we've seen a formal declaration of war.
The search is underway for those who are behind these evil acts.
We are very resilient people.
We will not tolerate such acts.
And God bless America.